Well, Lee, I'm loving this new algorithm we have that shows me what the top 10, top 20 stories everybody's talking about in the country are by hits, likes, clicks. South Carolina in the top 10 for the last 24 hours. And I know you know about this, but it's because of what our Department of Corrections Director Brian Sterling said. Says he is ready to go for the execution of Freddie Owens. All three methods that Owens could choose, Lee, of putting a prisoner to death are available. And he said, look, we've tested the cocktail of drugs. If you want to go that route, it's pure, he says. The volunteers have practiced and are ready if you go the firing squad route. Boy, I'd love to interview one of those. That would be a fascinating interview. And he also says that, we just tested Sparky. Sparky's working great, too. So your choice. Pick one. They're trying all kinds of last-minute lawsuits, of course. What's going to be interesting here, this is the other article that made the national news, is that there's now a backlog of people who have been sentenced to death, who have exhausted their appeals. There's five total. So theoretically, it could end up being like every Friday night for 5 weeks.
Well, actually, as we reported yesterday, there's a lawsuit about that to limit how soon those executions can take
place. Yeah, that's what I was getting to. They want a 13-week break in between them. Yeah. So that staff, if there's a mistake, they can assess how well the execution went. Did the chair work? And make sure it works properly the next time. So we'll see if that lawsuit succeeds. So McMaster is it's interesting what he's doing. He is the only way this guy gets out of the death penalty at this point. He could commute it. And McMaster says he won't formally say until, hours before the execution. So that's going to be interesting.
And I think the report we had the other day was that no governor in the modern era has commuted a sentence.
Yeah.
At least no Republican governor.
Absolutely. So there's, all of that going on. Don't feel bad for this guy. He not only murdered an innocent store clerk, he also murdered his cellmate.
Yeah.
At the, in prison. Mm-hmm. So this is a guy who has no remorse and did it again.
Yeah. In jail the second time.
Yes. So, it's attracting attention, and it should, and I'm glad. Good for them. The reason I think this is getting so much national attention is just the lengths South Carolina has gone to overcome all these lawsuits by these, liberal nonprofits and get this guy a fair way to die. Also interesting, too, and we'll see if this changes. So far, he hasn't chosen the method of death, and he's apparently leaving that to his attorney.
Yeah, that's what we had, yeah.
Yeah, so that's causing a lot of chatter, too. Yeah. I don't know. I'd cross the electric chair right off the top of that list if it was me. How about you, Lee?
Yeah, well, we mentioned this the other day, and I would certainly go with the lethal injection. That seems to be the least pain-inducing and least likely to, lead to some terrifying last moments.
Yeah, because you don't want to trust the shot of the, squad. I mean, supposedly they've practiced and all, but you could be nervous in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've watched a guy die by lethal injection, and I literally physically was there as a reporter in the press pool, and then I went out actually and talked to the press pool, and it seemed very peaceful, almost unfairly peaceful.
Yeah.
He stabbed a woman like over a dozen times. It seemed sort of unfair, but I didn't see anything that indicated there was any distress there. He just went to sleep, so... Right. But it's up to his attorney, I guess, and we'll see what she chooses. Yeah. But the whole country's watching this. And I know you've covered it, Lee. I'm just bringing it back up because now, the top 10 story in the country that we're doing this. And because you've covered it all, what happened was that the drugs they used to execute these people, the makers were being sued. They were being harassed. So South Carolina legislature obviously passed a law to shield their name now from the public. But that after the harassment, they wouldn't, you know, these companies wouldn't sell the drugs anymore. Yeah. And so our supply of the drug, you know, the expiration date came
but
up.
But companies who want to supply abortion pills are perfectly happy to go about doing that. And
sure.
You know, that's yeah, not no problem. Even though that there are, Lord knows, thousands of instances of that ending a child's life over and over again in this country.
So many ironies in this country.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's going to be really interesting to see what goes on with that. Meanwhile, Kamala's big fake interview is today. Very big, very fake.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if, just try to imagine for a moment, if Donald Trump, right, went to CNN and said, okay, I would like, I'm finally going to grant you an interview after 40 days. Mm-hmm. Of feeling entitled not to speak to the media. But here's the deal. We're going to pre-tape it. I'm going to bring my emotional support governor to mansplain the questions if I cannot answer them.
Oh, boy.
The absolute hell a Republican woman would get if did this.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine if Sarah Palin's like, well, I'm going to have, you know, this guy over here help me.
Right.
So I only have to answer half the question. As a woman, I'm embarrassed, quite frankly. You're confirming every stereotype you claim to be combating, which you just can't hack it. You just can't. But you know what they won't answer? And the Trump campaign was asking this, and the media won't answer it. If you're pre-taping, the only reason you would pre-tape an interview like this is so you can cut it.
Yeah.
You going to cut it? You going to run it unedited? So I know everybody's going to be watching this looking for cuts.
Yeah, we need the director's cut version of this.
Yeah. Well, look, when you're handling an international crisis, like we may have in Ukraine as we continue to push Russia harder and harder and harder, you don't get a director's cut for that. If, you know, China's like, hey, we'll take Taiwan, you look so weak. You don't get a director's cut for that either. You got to lead. I mean, this is serious. And the media would be saying this if this was Trump, right? Or any other Republican.
Right. Yeah.
How are you going to handle a press conference, you know, when we have some kind of international emergency? Because we're going to unscripted. Were you going to make us wait 40 days before we hear from you? I bet you they cut this. I bet you you get a spiffed up, spun out, cut up view of this, and shame on CNN for allowing that. CNN would never allow Donald Trump to do this.
No.
Hey, you know what? We'll edit it after, make her look real good, and that's what we'll put out. And CNN will be like to Trump's campaign, yeah, totally, we'll go along with that. They would never do that. They would blast him for even asking and laugh at him.
And apparently the Harris campaign is still trying to negotiate terms on this September 10th presidential debate, too. Still playing around with that.
Look, but in her defense, when you flip-flopped on every major issue or your staff has started rumors that you have, no one actually knows.
Maybe she should debate herself.
She should.
You know, I was against a border wall. Now I'm for a border wall. So let me debate myself on that issue. I was against fracking. Now I'm for fracking. I was against for electric vehicles. Now I'm against an electric vehicle mandate. I mean, it just goes on and on and on about it. And, you know, of course, whether or not she has actually changed her position. I mean, what we're getting is, you know, apparently these leaked reports from, from folks inside the campaign. But this is pathetic.
You know, one of the high schools in our area, I didn't realize Riverside High School they are state debate champions year after year after year. There's an incredible debate program there, and they won national awards too. They're very good.
Yep.
Take the best debater that's ever come through there, right? And try to have them explain how you flip-flopped on every single issue and justify it. They couldn't do it. So she certainly can't. She ain't that bright. I mean, he's not wrong. She's not. So, nobody can explain that. Champion debater or no. You can't do it. There's no answer to it. And that's the problem that she has. She has to hide because of this.
Look, I am all about discussing issues and coming to some type of agreement or compromise on things in which you are not compromising principle. That's where I have an issue. But it's just like, what are your core beliefs if you can sit there and have, within the course of about just months, two completely different viewpoints on a single issue that hasn't changed?
And I'll go a step further, Lee. You're right about that. What are the core values of one, the Democrat Party and the media, who from 2016 have told us Trump was Hitler, right, racist, xenophobic, yeah, and embarrassing for wanting a wall.
Right.
Where are they now?
And now you're supporting a candidate who has said, yes, we will fund a wall.
Total silence.
Yeah.
Or media like, yay, yay, wall, we love wall. No, you don't. This was the biggest issue of the 2016 election.
Well, it's the Tarantino effect. Just like he said in that expletive-laced diatribe that he had, he's going to vote for Harris no matter what. Makes no difference what she says. I mean, literally said, doesn't make any difference what she says. I'm going to vote for her anyway.
And you know why? He knows what she really stands for. The woman she has been over the last 5 years who called the wall a national embarrassment. That's the real Kamala. He knows it. CNN knows it. They all know it. They all know. They know it's a lie. They're just hoping to confuse voters who are not paying attention.
Just long enough to get through the election.
Exactly. That's what they're trying. Listen to the coverage she's getting on CNN. Can you imagine if Donald Trump flip-flopped on every major issue so that he had the same views as Kamala, the way they'd tear him apart? This is CNN on Kamala Harris's lack of known policies.
She's giving people a feeling of hope and feeling of optimism for the future. So I think she needs to lay out some policies so that syncs with those feelings. It's like, okay, great. I feel good about you. I feel hopeful about you. And here are what you're going to do. So I think that they go hand in hand.
Yeah, we love her. And she's like so vibey. She's the president of joy. Hey, you know what, though? It'd be really cool if we could hear a policy or two. But we don't care. No pressure. But what a moron. That's commentary? What are you talking about? Yeah, she's so great. We don't need policies. You can just see the hypocrisy, Lee, of the media here. Mm-hmm. In the way they treated Trump when he had the pro-wall policy versus how they're treating Kamala when she now has the pro-wall policy. I can't. What do you think she's going to adopt of his next? Which idea do you think? Because, if you've taken the wall, you might as well just grow for broke, honey. Just go on his website, download his entire platform, and publish it on yours.
Well, since apparently she still doesn't have a platform on her website, I saw somebody saying the other day that Marianne Williamson, who was a failed Democrat candidate for president, had 31 pages of policy statements on her website. 31 pages. Harris apparently still has no detailed policy plans.
Well, I know one thing she's going to do besides extraditing Americans for trial for free speech in Europe. She's going to censor you. She's going to censor me. And it's going to be a brutal crackdown. And I'll tell you how I know that coming up. Do you see this? From the Babylon Bee, just nailing this about the Kamala Harris interview, how she has to bring her support governor with her. How ridiculous this is. Strong, grown woman brings man along to answer questions if they get hard. Oh my gosh. Wants to be the leader of the free world, though. Can't criticize or you're racist and sexist and God knows what. All right. Anyway, have you seen what's going on? Folks, September 18th, Judge Juan Merchan, who himself should be prosecuted, I'll tell you why in a minute, is going to sentence Donald Trump. This could upend the race because nobody knows how it's going to go. Theoretically could send him to prison. And we're hearing, he'll get to appeal. He's not going. Well, yeah, appeal where? The Democrat control court system of New York. Yeah. So when I hear these legal experts, he can appeal and then history shows us. There's nothing historical about this. There's nothing normal or rational about this. Except what House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan just did. Finally, we did not do this 6 months ago when I first started saying we should do it because it was common sense, has leveled a subpoena at a company called Authentic Campaigns. Wait till you hear why. Authentic Campaigns excuse me, does fundraising for Kamala Harris. They have a $7 million contract. Oh, well, who handles that $7 million contract for the Harris campaign? Juan Merchan's daughter. Wait a minute. The judge that's going to sentence Trump has a daughter that has made $7 million in partnership with Authentic Campaigns working for Kamala Harris. Yeah. And you know what? The average American will never know this. They'll never know how crooked, how very crooked our justice system has been. Now, let me set this up properly. How did Trump get judge? I'm sorry. How did Trump get crooked judge Juan Merchan? Well, if you are a criminal in the New York court system, either in, you know, business sort of fraud or whatever, or in like, you know, bank robberies, how do you get a judge? Same way you do in most states. Lottery. It's random. It's blind. It's randomly assigned. Trump didn't get to go through the lottery. No, Merchan was brought in. So if you're a regular criminal defendant, you cannot get Merchan. So it wasn't a coincidence or an accident that his daughter, who is only 30, has brought in an astounding $90 million worth of Democrat business to Authentic Campaigns where she works. Were you that successful at 30? Well, maybe you didn't have a very special daddy either. The Harris campaign, the Biden campaign, the Democrat senatorial committee likes to hire his daughter. $90 million worth of business, as best as we can tell, because it's a private company, $30 million of profit, including $7 million working for Her Highness Kamala Harris. But it's totally ethical. Oh, wait, it's not. According to New York law, if even a distant family member profits in any way or is perceived to be profiting from your case, you must recuse yourself. That is the law. That's not a guideline. It's not a good idea. It's a law. He's in violation of it. That is the guy who will sentence Donald Trump. So Jim Jordan has sent, he's a Congress member, he's the head of the Judiciary Committee, multiple requests for all of the paperwork surrounding the work she is doing for Kamala Harris's campaign, $7 million worth. What is Jordan looking for? I tell you what he's looking for. It's the same thing I'm looking for. I've been asking for months. I want the bank records. I want the bank records. I want to know where that money went. I want to know what this girl's making. 30 years old? Come on, $90 million of contracts? Please. Nobody's that good. Unless your daddy's sentencing Trump. By the way, do you know what the main theme of her fundraising has been for her three clients, including Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Senatorial Committee? Send money because Trump's a criminal. Why? Because her daddy made him so. With his ridiculous rulings throughout the case, which so many legal experts, both even in CNN has said, and even New York Times said, look, this case is going to get thrown out eventually. Because he violated so many norms and the law. He should be prosecuted himself. So the company is refusing to turn over the records of their work for Kamala Harris, $7 million. You know what this is? Like, can I explain? Let me just tell you what it is. This is a bribe. So you pass the $7 million for daddy's prosecution to a person who's only 30 years old. Bam, it goes into the company. And then eventually into the bank account of the Merchan family. One way or another. Does the judge get any? I don't know. She does, though. I guarantee you're going to find she was paid millions. And that's how they're paying him to humiliate himself with these rulings. So the company has refused to turn over the records. So now Jordan has to subpoena them. So remember all of this when he's sentenced or not sentenced in a couple of weeks or whatever happens. Refusing to turn this over. I'd think they'd be in a big hurry to turn it over so they could show everything's on the up and up. Folks, what are the odds they bring in a judge? He doesn't win him through the lottery. Bring in a judge who works for Her Highness, Kamala Harris. What are the odds? This is in New York. It's not even in D.C. where, you know, that kind of overlap might be possible. This is an outrage. How is this happening in this country? Well, your humble host has predicted, especially on a Battleground America podcast, where we presented evidence this would or is going on, the conquering of territory inside the United States, specifically in blue areas, by international gangs and cartels that already control swaths of Mexico. And I mean control it in its entirety. Control it from the mayor to the council to the police. In Mexico, you're either owned by the cartels, or when you campaign, if you're not on the payroll, they kill you, as they did to over 30 candidates this last election season. More than 70 assassination attempts, 30 of them successful, as the bodies pile up. Could such a thing happen here? Oh, you bet it could. You bet it could. All you have to do, I've been saying, is combine the Democrats' open border policies. Yes, Kamala Harris still believes in those, believe me. With their lack of policing, determination to repeatedly bond out even the most dangerous of criminals, and general dismissive attitude about prosecution. See, the internet, well, you can read it from wherever, and anybody in the world, the world's worst criminals, reading about this is like, I got to get up there to the United States. And I forecast they would begin taking territory, and that you would also see a second thing, the merger of these cartels and gangs with the Democrat Party as foot soldiers. It's only natural. They'll come into an area and, you know, offer the bribes. Look, we could pay you off, make your life very comfortable, and you can cover for us, or we'll kill you. We already control territory, so take your pick. Well, who will come in to liberate these formerly American blue areas? FBI? No. DOJ? No, those are compromised agencies. See the problem there? We're already seeing signs this has happened. We covered Aurora yesterday. That was crazy. Aurora, Colorado, where members of the Trende Aragua gang have physically taken over apartment complexes. They came in, severely beat people who worked there, so they fled. Employees of the apartment complex is afraid to even come on the complex. Owners afraid. And then as people began moving out in fear, they began moving into the units. Well, in a red area like this one, that could be rapidly remediated. Not going to be any problem with that. But in a blue area, that's a touchy thing. I mean, these are victims of the patriarchy or something. We have to hold their hands. Interview with the New York Post. One of the owners of the apartment complex can't rent it out. Why? Because Trende Aragua has captured it. And now that Trende Aragua has been given permission here in the U.S. to kill law enforcement officers that don't go along with them, you can see where this is all headed. Well, that led to the news. This, I'm just going to play this for you, okay? There are no words, really. This is in the San Diego School District. It's called Jamal Dulzura School District. Wait till you hear what happened to the poor kids on the way to school. Two separate school buses.
A group of migrants tried to board a school bus this morning while it was traveling to a school. The superintendent for the Jamal Dulzura Union School District informed parents of that incident earlier today. It happened at one of the stops on the school district's bus route that heads to Oak Grove Middle School and Jamal Primary. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon, in a similar area along another route, the superintendent says that a group of migrants tried to stop another bus. Border Patrol, CHP, and the Sheriff's Office have now been informed of these incidents. The superintendent says that for the safety of everyone, if a driver sees a group of migrants at a bus stop, they will drive past it on and move on to the next.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good. That was a politically correct version of the story. Other local news headlines say they tried to hijack the bus. Two of them. With the children on it. But they've never met any resistance whatsoever from Democrat-controlled, you know, border authorities. Why? I mean, of course you think you could take the bus. You think you take whatever you want. They probably can, honestly. Unbelievable. By the way, did you see the same Supreme Court just told Joe and Kamala again? No, you cannot pay off your voters. You cannot pay off their school loans. Do you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to leave off, in addition to other things, the income category. So no matter how much money you make, if you're the right people, in other words, someone who's been indoctrinated properly by the proper liberal, you know, institution, then you get your loans paid off. No matter how much money you make, you get your loans paid off by the poor guy who works 12 hours a day as a plumber and electrician. That's who you get your loans paid off for. You know, the guy whose loans for tech college, he's already long since paid off. It's outrageous. And I'm glad the Supreme Court said no. Again. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's going on. Texter writes, they just needed a ride, Tara. The kids were on the bus and they tried to hijack it. So there's, you should love the solution. We demand the police. No, never mind. We'll just, if we see groups of migrants, we'll drive on by instead of stopping so they can't hijack us. Folks, what is the news going to be a year from now if she wins? Texter writes, armed dads at the school bus stop. I don't think that would be tolerated in San Diego. That would be seen as oppression. Texter writes, Tara, this is why Kamala's interview will be a softball event. Well, because she can't answer the questions. I mean, just, even if she was smart enough to answer the questions, which she's not, you can't explain how you called the wall un-American and now you're going to build. I mean, you can't do that. Too hard. It's too hard. All right. Meanwhile, did you hear about this dolphin making international news? Lone dolphin. Normally, they're pod animals, group animals. For whatever reason, this dolphin for the last 3 years has been alone. I guess the other dolphins don't like him. Well, he's lonely. He's now bitten, they say, over 30 people. And some of them have gotten broken bones. They're out there swimming. This is in Tokyo. They get the broken bones dolphin. And they're saying the dolphin's not attacking them. You understand? No, no, no. The dolphin is, shall we say, lonely? The bites appear to be playful, as in for playful. Do you know what I mean? Scientists explain it this way. The dolphin is lonely. It's mating season and, quote, he mainly wants to interact. And lacking anyone of his species with which to do that, he's trying to do it with humans, which apparently dolphins have a record of actually doing and in some cases attempting. They're big, strong animals. Quote, the bites appear to be playful. For playful. Mainly, he just wants to interact with humans. But because dolphins have a lot of sharp teeth and they're kind of strong, even a gentle bite can injure the people he's trying to, shall we say, bond with. They think, they're pretty sure it's the same dolphin because he's got injuries to his dorsal fin that are pretty distinctive and he keeps showing up. Anyway, cast off by their own, the dolphins like this, especially during mating season, it could get lonely for a guy. Try and fulfill their natural social urges with other species, and it's often humans they're seeking out. They could be quite pushy, quite aggressive, and can bite. They don't know what to do with the dolphin since he's, here's how the scientists are putting it. That's all part of the normal behavior in dolphin society. Okay. These scientists must be liberals. Listen to the solution. I'd just go put the thing down. He's going to hurt somebody. Actually already has. Quote from the scientist. So in the context of this particular animal, it's certainly the case that we want to make sure that he's given space. Oh my God. I don't, folks, that's the left-wing policies of California. You rape, you murder, and you hijack school buses, and they give you space to do it again. Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll be right back. What does Kamala Harris actually believe? Folks, do you know who they're trying to fool? These people. This is who the whole Kamala Harris, she believes exactly what Trump believes, campaigns back. She looks like an idiot. Yeah, no, she does. The people who know what's been going on and who she is and who Biden is for the last couple of years. But you'd be surprised how many people don't. Like these idiots.
What is Harris's biggest accomplishment to date as vice president?
I don't know. Sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore.
She was a very good vice president.
I have to do more research on her, honestly. I'm just glad to see a woman of color in charge for once.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know.
Yeah. Them. Well, I mean, I want border security. I guess she's for the wall. So yeah, like I'm for the wall. Yeah, she's a woman. Okay. It'll work on them. It will. And you know what? When you go online, especially on Google, don't try this on DuckDuckGo, but go on Google, the fact checks all match now. They match her lies. So if you're a regular person, you're not that sophisticated, like that woman who's like, well, she's a woman. I love it. I'll have to do some research, figure out what she stands for. Oh, communist revolution. Yeah, I don't know. No, they're not going to let you know that. So they've got this whole thing gigged online now. All the fact checkers are agreeing. No, her. No, she's not for ending fracking. Why? Good God, no. Oh, she loves the wall. And stuff like that. The whole internet has been redone with these fake fact checks. For people just like that, for the moment they go online. It's all so fake. But this isn't fake. What she's going to do, you know what she's going to do? She's going to censor you. She's going to censor me, and she's going to put Elon Musk in prison. And she is going to crack down hard on any social media outlet that does not censor for Her Royal Highness. How do you know? I only need to know one thing. Do you know who it was? You know the Zuckerberg letter this week where he said he was pressured to censor by the Biden administration? Anybody know who that was in the Biden administration that actually delivered the threats and the ultimatum? Yeah, well, the person who did it is a guy by the name of Rob Flaherty. We know because we have some of the emails he wrote threatening Facebook. What's Rob Flaherty doing? Well, your humble host has predicted, especially on the Battleground America podcast, where we presented evidence this would or is going on, the conquering of territory inside the United States, specifically in blue areas, by international gangs and cartels that already control swaths of Mexico. And I mean control it in its entirety. Control it from the mayor to the council to the police. In Mexico, you're either owned by the cartels or when you campaign, if you're not on the payroll, they kill you, as they did to over 30 candidates this last election season. More than 70 assassination attempts, 30 of them successful. As the bodies pile up, could such a thing happen here? Oh, you bet it could. You bet it could. All you have to do, I've been saying, is combine the Democrats' open border policies. Yes, Kamala Harris still believes in those, believe me. With their lack of policing, determination to repeatedly bond out even the most dangerous of criminals, a general dismissive attitude about prosecution. See, the internet, well, you can read it from wherever, and anybody in the world, the world's worst criminals reading about this is like, I got to get up there to the United States. And I forecast they would begin taking territory, and that you would also see a second thing, the merger of these cartels and gangs with the Democrat Party as foot soldiers. It's only natural. They'll come into an area and, you know, offer the bribes. Look, we could pay you off, make your life very comfortable, and you can cover for us, or we'll kill you. We already control territory, so take your pick. Well, who will come in to liberate these formerly American blue areas? FBI? No. DOJ? No, those are compromised agencies. See the problem there? We're already seeing signs this has happened. We covered Aurora yesterday. That was crazy. Aurora, Colorado, where members of the Trende Aragua gang have physically taken over apartment complexes. They came in, severely beat people who worked there, so they fled. Employees of the apartment complex is afraid to even come on the complex. Owners afraid. And then as people began moving out in fear, they began moving into the units. Well, in a red area like this one, that could be rapidly remediated. Going to be any problem with that. But in a blue area, that's a touchy thing. I mean, these are victims of the patriarchy or something. We have to hold their hands. Interview with the New York Post. One of the owners of the apartment complex can't rent it out. Why? Because Trende Aragua has captured it. And now that Trende Aragua has been given permission here in the U.S. to kill law enforcement officers that don't go along with them, you can see where this is all headed. Well, that led to the news. This, I'm just going to play this for you, okay? There are no words, really. This is in the San Diego School District. It's called Dulzura School District. Wait till you hear what happened to the poor kids on the way to school. Two separate school buses.
A group of migrants tried to board a school bus this morning while it was traveling to a school. The superintendent for the Jamul Dulzura Union School District informed parents of that incident earlier today. It happened at one of the stops on the school district's bus route that heads to Oak Grove Middle School and Jamul Primary. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon, in a similar area along another route, the superintendent says that a group of migrants tried to stop another bus. Border Patrol, CHP, and the Sheriff's Office have now been informed of these incidents. The superintendent says that for the safety of everyone, if a driver sees a group of migrants at a bus stop, they will drive past it on and move on to the next.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good. That was a politically correct version of the story. Other local news headlines say they tried to hijack the bus. Two of them. With the children on it. But they've never met any resistance whatsoever from Democrat-controlled, you know, border authorities. Why? I mean, of course you think you could take the bus. You think you take whatever you want. They probably can, honestly. Unbelievable. By the way, did you see the same Supreme Court just told Joe and Kamala again? No, you cannot pay off your voters. You cannot pay off their school loans. Do you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to leave off, in addition to other things, the income category. So no matter how much money you make, if you're the right people, in other words, someone who's been indoctrinated properly by the proper liberal, you know, institution, then you get your loans paid off. No matter how much money you make, you get your loans paid off by the poor guy who works 12 hours a day as a plumber and electrician. That's who you get your loans paid off for. You know, the guy whose loans for tech college, he's already long since paid off. It's outrageous. And I'm glad the Supreme Court said no. Again. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's going on. Texter writes, they just needed a ride, Tara. The kids were on the bus and they tried to hijack it. So there's, you should love the solution. We demand the police. No, never mind. We'll just, if we see groups of migrants, we'll drive on by instead of stopping so they can't hijack us. Folks, what is the news going to be a year from now if she wins? Texter writes, armed dads at the school bus stop. I don't think that would be tolerated in San Diego. That would be seen as oppression. Texter writes, Tara, this is why Kamala's interview will be a softball event. Well, because she can't answer the questions. I mean, this, even if she was smart enough to answer the questions, which she's not, you can't explain how you called the wall un-American and now you're going to build. I mean, you can't do that. It's too hard. It's too hard. All right. Meanwhile, did you hear about this dolphin making international news? Lone dolphin. Normally, they're pod animals, group animals. For whatever reason, this dolphin for the last 3 years has been alone. I guess the other dolphins don't like him. Well, he's lonely. He's now bitten, they say, over 30 people. And some of them have gotten broken bones. They're out there swimming. This is in Tokyo. They get the broken bones dolphin. And they're saying the dolphin's not attacking them. You understand? No, no, no. The dolphin is, shall we say, lonely? The bites appear to be playful. As in, for playful? Do you know what I mean? Scientists explain it this way. The dolphin is lonely. It's mating season and, quote, he mainly wants to interact. And lacking anyone of his species with which to do that, he's trying to do it with humans, which apparently dolphins have a record of actually doing and in some cases attempting. They're big, strong animals. Quote, the bites appear to be playful. For playful. Mainly, he just wants to interact with humans. But because dolphins have a lot of sharp teeth and they're kind of strong, even a gentle bite can injure the people he's trying to, shall we say, bond with. They think, they're pretty sure it's the same dolphin because he's got injuries to his dorsal fin that are pretty distinctive and he keeps showing up. Anyway, cast off by their own, the dolphins like this, especially during mating season, it could get lonely for a guy. Try and fulfill their natural social urges with other species, and it's often humans they're seeking out. They could be quite pushy, quite aggressive, and can bite. They don't know what to do with the dolphin since here's how the scientists are putting it. That's all part of the normal behavior in dolphin society. Okay. These scientists must be liberals. Listen to the solution. I just go put the thing down. He's going to hurt somebody. Actually already has. Quote from the scientists. So in the context of this particular animal, it's certainly the case that we want to make sure that he's given space. Oh my God. I don't, folks, that's the left-wing policies of California. You rape, you murder, and you hijack school buses and they give you space to do it again. Oh my gosh. All right, we'll be right back. What does Kamala Harris actually believe? Folks, do you know who they're trying to fool? These people. This is who the whole Kamala Harris, she believes exactly what Trump believes, campaigns back. Because she looks like an idiot. Yeah, no, she does. The people who know what's been going on and who she is and who Biden is for the last couple of years. But you'd be surprised how many people don't. Like these idiots.
What is Harris's biggest accomplishment to date as vice president?
I don't know. Sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore.
She's
She's she was a very good vice president.
I have to do more research on her, honestly. I'm just glad to see a woman of color in charge for once.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know.
Yeah. Them. Well, I mean, I want border security. I guess she's for the wall. So yeah, like I'm for the wall. Yeah, she's a woman. Okay. It'll work on them. It will. And you know what? When you go online, especially on Google, don't try this on DuckDuckGo, but go on Google, the fact checks all match now. They match her lies. So if you're a regular person, you're not that sophisticated, like that woman who's like, well, she's a woman. I love it. I'll have to do some research, figure out what she stands for. Oh, communist revolution. Yeah, I don't know. No, they're not going to let you know that. So they've got this whole thing gigged online now. All the fact checkers are agreeing. No, her. No, she's not for ending fracking. Why? Good God, no. Oh, she loves the wall. And stuff like that. The whole internet has been redone with these fake fact checks for people just like that for the moment they go online. It's all so fake. But this isn't fake. What she's going to do, you know what she's going to do? She's going to censor you. She's going to censor me. And she's going to put Elon Musk in prison. And she is going to crack down hard on any social media outlet that does not censor for Her Royal Highness. How do you know? I only need to know one thing. Do you know who it was? You know the Zuckerberg letter this week where he said he was pressured to censor by the Biden administration? Anybody know who that was in the Biden administration that actually delivered the threats and the ultimatum? Yeah, well, the person who did it is a guy by the name of Rob Flaherty. We know because we have some of the emails he wrote threatening Facebook. What's Rob Flaherty doing now? He's Kamala's deputy campaign manager. So you can kiss your First Amendment goodbye if Her Highness wins. Because Her Highness does not tolerate dissent. And the censors? Why, they're running her campaign. No wonder she doesn't do interviews. No wonder they even want to censor the CNN interview by pre-taping it and then approving and cutting it. This is the Politburo. The Politburo, like the USSR had, is running her campaign. What does Kamala Harris actually believe? Folks, do you know who they're trying to fool? These people. This is who the whole Kamala Harris, she believes exactly what Trump believes. Campaigns back. Because you think she looks like an idiot. Yeah, no, she does. The people who know what's been going on and who she is and who Biden is for the last couple of years. But you'd be surprised how many people don't. Like these idiots.
What is Harris's biggest accomplishment to date as vice president?
I don't know. Sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore.
She was a very good vice president.
I have to do more research on her, honestly. I'm just glad to see a woman of color in charge for once.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know.
Yeah. Them. Well, I mean, I want border security. I guess she's for the wall. So yeah, like I'm for the wall. Yeah, she's a woman. Okay. It'll work on them. It will. And you know what? When you go online, especially on Google, don't try this on DuckDuckGo, but go on Google, the fact checks all match now. They match her lies. So if you're a regular person, you're not that sophisticated, like that woman who's like, well, she's a woman. I love it. I'll have to do some research, figure out what she stands for. Oh, communist revolution. Yeah, I don't know. No, they're not going to let you know that. So they've got this whole thing gigged online now. All the fact checkers are agreeing, no, her, no, she's not for ending fracking. Why, good God, no. Oh, she loves the wall. And stuff like that. The whole internet has been redone with these fake fact checks. For people just like that, for the moment they go online. It's all so fake. But this isn't fake. What she's going to do, you know what she's going to do? She's going to censor you. She's going to censor me. And she's going to put Elon Musk in prison. And she is going to crack down hard on any social media outlet that does not censor for Her Royal Highness. How do you know? I only need to know one thing. Do you know who it was? You know the Zuckerberg letter this week where he said he was pressured to censor by the Biden administration? Anybody know who that was in the Biden administration that actually delivered the threats and the ultimatum? Yeah, well, the person who did it is a guy by the name of Rob Flaherty. We know because we have some of the emails he wrote threatening Facebook. What's Rob Flaherty doing now? He's Kamala's deputy campaign manager. So you can kiss your First Amendment goodbye if Her Highness wins. Because Her Highness does not tolerate dissent. And the censors, why, they're running her campaign. No wonder she doesn't do interviews. No wonder they even want to censor the CNN interview by pre-taping it and then approving and cutting it. This is the Politburo. The Politburo, like the USSR had, is running her campaign.